Radio Prague News.
A Czech soldier was killed in the Afghan province of Vardak on Tuesday. Three possible cases of a bacterial infection that has led to 14 deaths in Germany have been evidenced in the Czech Republic, and the historic reopening of the railway route between the Czech and the Bavarian Železná Ruda will be celebrated on occasion of its 20-year anniversary. A Czech soldier was killed in the Afghan province of Vardak on Tuesday morning when he drove over a roadside mine with his car. His Afghan interpreter was severely injured and later died in hospital. A Czech soldier in the car was also injured severely, while another escaped with only light injuries. The severely injured man was brought to the nearest military hospital. He will be transported to a larger military hospital in the country's capital, Kabul, when his condition stabilizes. The family of the dead soldier has been notified. His remains will be shipped to the Czech Republic as soon as possible. On Tuesday, news of three possible cases of a bacterial infection linked to contaminated cucumbers emerged in the Czech Republic. A Czech man who returned home from a business trip to Germany may have contracted the life-threatening bacterial infection that has led to 14 deaths in Germany. Another woman who may have caught the infectious disease was hospitalized in Hradec Králové on Tuesday. And an American tourist who traveled through Germany has also been hospitalized in Prague on suspicion of having contracted the bacterial infection. The National Reference Laboratory is currently examining samples. The test results will confirm whether the Czech man has indeed contracted the mutated E. coli virus. The railway that connects the Czech town Železná Ruda and the neighboring Bavarian town marked Eisenstein, which in Czech also carries the name Železná Ruda, will be celebrating its 20-year anniversary on Saturday. To commemorate the reopening of the railway route, a steam train will take passengers from Plzeň's main train station to the border town of Alžbětín. Celebrations are scheduled to kick off in the town in the evening with a concert of Czech-Bavarian music and culinary specialties from both countries. The reopening of the railway connection between the two towns was one of the seminal events in Czech-German history after the Velvet Revolution. Before 1989, the railway had been defunct for decades, and the communist government in Czechoslovakia even planned its destruction. The director of Prague's well-known Semaphore Theatre, director and actor Jiří Suchý, is preparing a swing musical which will kick off the new season at his theatre in the fall. Four early performances of the musical are scheduled for June. The publisher Galen is also set to publish a book box titled Jiří Suchý 80 on occasion of Mr. Suchý's 80th birthday in October. And now for a brief look at the weather. Tuesday will be warm and sunny. Highs of about 28 degrees are expected. Later, heavy thunderstorms should bring down the temperatures. My name is Sarah Barufka, and this brings us to the end of the news.